Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
we're back in town, we're back to somewhat normal life, if there is such a thing. We're back.
I think I've forgotten what that is.
I know, right? So tell me what you've been up to.
Well, you know, just the things. When last we spoke, I was getting ready to go to Auburn.
Yes, how was that? How was the loveliest village on the plains?
It was lovely. We got there and went to Will's house, you know, that he's sharing with Boner. But when I walked in, Boner was downstairs by himself, and I said, "Hey, I'm Will's Aunt Mandy. It's so nice to meet you. I'm gonna assume I am not to call you Boner." And he was like, "Oh, no, don't, please don't, please don't." So it turns
That's
out that he does
good.
not enjoy his nickname. And his personality really doesn't fit. He is not a boner type of personality, right? So I'm not sure how he got the nickname. But anyway, we don't call him Boner anymore. That can be his alias on the pod.
There we go.
But the living situation, Katie, let me tell you. I
Oh, Lord.
don't know where you lived when you were a sophomore in college.
In the sorority house.
I myself lived out at Winfield Apartments out past
Ooh.
the mall
Ooh.
in a 3-bedroom apartment, and I shared a room with my roommate Julie. And you know, that was fancy and nice. We had to apply to get off campus. At Mercer, we were supposed to live on campus our sophomore year too, but I had allergies, so I got to get off. I don't know how everybody else got off, but anyway, we all managed to get off campus, and we were living in this fancy apartment. You know, that was furnished with somebody's old sofa from their playroom. And I do think Molly's parents bought us a new sofa. I do believe that particular sofa was new.
Okay.
But my papa made us a dining room table. We got some chairs at the Roses and Moultrie. You know, listen, we were high class. We did have a computer. Again, that was Molly. Molly was an only child. So anyway, let me tell you about Will's house where he's living.
Okay.
This is a situation where Boner's parents have bought a house, as many people do, if
Yep.
they're going to have, you know, children living there instead of paying rent. They buy a house, put the child in the house. Well, even in those situations, typically the house is, you know, a house that a sophomore in college would live in. No. Boner and Will are living in Boner's parents, like, it's like a vacation home, basically. It's their second home. And Boner and Will are living there. It is beautifully furnished. It has 4 bedrooms, I think. So there's a guest room, and then there's the room that Boner's parents stay in when they come that nobody else ever sleeps in. That's their room, right? I was just like, what is happening? I was cracking up their little, like, she had taken her label maker
Stop
and
it.
put notes in the sink that said, "Put your dishes in the dishwasher. Fines will be levied." And
To
then
her
there's a
own
camera.
child.
And then there's a camera looking down on the sink. So I guess she periodically checks in. I was cracking up. There's a note on the trash can: "Roll trash to the street on Wednesdays," or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I was howling. So that's Will's living situation. I can understand now why he was like, "Sis, you could stay with us, because guess what? From here on out, I will be staying with him."
Yes.
We stayed with my mom's cousin Linda, who is a delight. Her husband Bucky played football and golf at Auburn,
Love that.
and just wonderful, wonderful people. Linda is the daughter of my Aunt Mary Frances, who was my papaw's sister, who was one of my very favorite people in the whole wide world. And Linda is very much like her mother, so it was so fun. But they have a cat. So I will be staying with Will from here on
Yes.
out because let me tell you, I could notice a difference.
And I'm
But anyway,
sure
so.
with the notes typed all over that house that there's not a lot of allergens lurking.
Oh, and the boys have a housekeeper
I
that
was about to say, I'm
comes.
sure they have someone to clean that house. Where is Boner from?
Boner is, he grew up in Hilton Head, I
Okay.
believe.
All right.
His family, like his mom and dad are both originally from Alabama and both went to Auburn. But he grew up in Hilton Head, I believe is right.
Gotcha.
So,
Got it.
yeah. So anyway, so we went to Mama Goldberg's with Will and Boner, and then they went out, and we went to Linda and Bucky's and hung out there. And then we got up the next morning and met Will for breakfast. He had decided at one point that maybe he should just stay up all night, and so he had not had a lot of sleep.
That seems like
'Cause
a
you
poor
know,
decision, even at that age.
the 20-year-old brain, it
Yeah.
leaves a little to be desired. But so we went and had breakfast, and then he had requested that his mom make lasagna. And I had intended to make some breakfast burritos and freeze them and take them with me, but I hadn't gotten that done. So I decided I could make some breakfast burritos while she was making lasagna. So we went back to his house and did all of that. And then we went to the fraternity house for about 30 minutes. When they left to go to the fraternity house, my nephew put on the godforsaken overalls.
Stop it. He has a pair of overalls.
And my sister cried. I finally had to tell her, like, don't just let it just it's not that big a deal. Let it go. She's like, I did not raise him to wear that. I said, I know, and I've told him that he is disinherited if he left the house with him, and he did it anyway. So he better hope his mama outlives me, because otherwise he's SOL.
Yeah.
But he's gone now, and we have to let it go.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. It's just ridiculous. So we went to the fraternity, and I said to him, I said, you're going to be so hot once
Yeah.
I felt the material of those things. He's like, no, I'm not. It's a little breeze. I'm like, okay. Girl, we got that fraternity house. That child was sweating. I was like, I told
Was
you.
there a shirt on with the overalls?
No. And Julie was like,
Okay.
nobody wants to see your armpits.
True.
Right?
True.
So anyway, we went to the fraternity house. I'm trying to put myself back in my 20-year-old shoes
Okay.
and remember if that would have been appealing to me as a 20-year-old. And I just thought the music was so loud.
Yeah.
Was so loud. Was so loud.
My brain can't think with loud music anymore.
Right? Like I'm trying to talk to the children. And anyway. But yeah, so we got to see the fraternity house, and Will was very proud and gave me a tour. We stayed and talked to some of his buddies. I don't know, we probably stayed 30, 45 minutes. Then went back to the Boner house, and finished our cooking duties and watched the Vanderbilt game
Oh,
from
good.
there. And then the boys came home and we went back to Bucky and Linda's. And then the next day we all had brunch. Dad and Christy came from Ackworth. And we had brunch at Acre.
Okay.
And that was delicious. Very delicious meal. And then we went back to Boner's house and
I think you
Will
need to,
opened his presents and all that. And,
we need to name it the Boner House. When you said that the before,
the
yeah, the Boner House. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and then we all departed from the Boner House. And I headed to Noonan because earlier that week, Kelly and I had been texting. Casey was on her 50th birthday trip with her college friends. So our Braves text thread was silent for the week. And so Kelly and I were just texting. Kelly said, "We need to go to another game before the end of the year." And I was like, "Well, I'm going to be at Auburn. I can just come to Noonan and we can go on Monday night and they're playing the Cubs." And so that's what we did.
Love it.
I went to Noonan, spent Sunday night in Noonan, worked in Noonan on Monday, and then Kelly and I headed to Atlanta Monday night. And we got there early enough that the Cubs were still taking batting practice. And you can go all the way down to the fence until like 6:30. And so I was like, "Wait, Kelly, I think that's Dansby taking batting practice." So I hauled my butt down there, and sure enough, Dansby and Ian Happ, my other favorite, were both taking batting practice. And so got to see that. That was fun. We got a Michael Harris bobblehead. So we started the season with Michael Harris. We ended the season with Michael Harris. And Dansby's at bat. Sorry,
No,
distraction.
you're good.
And so that was fun. And hey, guess what? Since Kelly and I were there, the Braves won because we are still undefeated in Truist Park.
So I guess the thing is, for next season, you have to go all the time. That's the only way they're going
I
to win.
mean, somebody should get us some season tickets. Oh, yes.
Did
Two
he?
errors in one play, and Dansby is safe on first.
Good.
If the Cubs win today, they clinch a spot in the playoffs, and they're
Okay,
currently
great.
tied 4-4, 4-4.
We love two
But Dansby's on
errors.
base. Two errors in one play. I'm not lying. Just happened. But I don't know that
Not Katie
it may not.
errors.
Yeah, well, the first one might have been a Katie error. The pitcher sort of caught it and then sort of dropped it and then sort of fell down. But then he made a throwing error. So that one was definitely an error, but I'm not sure
I
the
give
first.
everybody an error.
You did. Okay. That first, it may have been one error and a Katie error. That's a different.
There we go.
Anyway, so that was super fun. And then I came home. So that was sort of what I did last week. And then I just had, since then, I've just been home. I will say that Anthony Rizzo, who was my favorite Cub from the
So sweet.
2016 team that broke the curse. So, for those of y'all who don't know, way back in the olden days, like I don't know, late 1800s, early 1900s, long, long, long ass time ago, a man was taking his pet goat to a Cubs game and they wouldn't let him in. And so as he was leaving, he and his goat were leaving, he put a curse on the Cubs that they would not win the World Series. And that curse lasted until 2016 when they finally won the World Series. And so that 2016 team is beloved, obviously, and they were so fun to watch. And really and truly, Anthony Rizzo, their first baseman, was sort of the linchpin of it all. He was still pretty young, but he was really good. Gold Glover, Silver Slugger, All-Star, like all the things, and just the personality to match. He grew up in South Florida. He actually went to high school at what is it, Marjorie Stoneman? What's the name of the high school where there was the big shooting, the Parkland shooting? Marjorie Stoneman, I
I
think.
think so.
He went to high school there. He had cancer as a child. And so he has always visited the children's hospitals. And he actually has a jersey that he had every in the children's hospital sign that jersey. And just, you know, just started a foundation, has a bar across the street from Wrigley. Dansby just stole a base and he's going to third. Oh, God. Oh, yep. Okay, we're good.
We're
Sorry.
good.
Dansby's
We're
on third.
safe.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Don't
Yes.
go
Then he
home.
left.
Yeah.
He might go home. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to
No,
yell at y'all.
you're good.
So, anyway, Anthony Rizzo, love him. Love him.
Yeah.
Love him. One of my favorite baseball players of all time. Well, he got traded. It was like if Freddie Freeman, if we had actually traded Freddie Freeman and Freddie, like it wasn't,
Yep.
like the Freddie thing was just a screw up on
Yep.
all fronts. This would be like if the Braves had traded Freddie Freeman. They traded Anthony Rizzo and to the Yankees. And so he's played with the Yankees for like the last 3, maybe 4 years. I can't remember when they traded him. But he got hurt last year. He had a concussion, first of all, and then I think he broke his arm. And so he just had a hard year last year. And it was the last year on his contract. And so at the beginning of the season, I was like, okay, well, who's going to sign Rizzo? And nobody signed him. I'm sure he had offers, but he didn't take any of them. So he has not played at all this season. And so he suddenly was at a Yankees game, like on a Tuesday night. It showed him sitting in the stands at the Yankees game, and he like chugged a beer when they showed him on the Omnitron. And then the next day, he announced that he's retiring. And then the next day, they announced that he was retiring as a Cub. And so on Saturday, he was back at Wrigley wearing the jersey that all the sick children had signed with his brand new little baby boy, who's
So
like 3 months
sweet.
old. Threw out the first pitch. And that he and my buddy Ian, my boy Ian, he and Ian are really good friends. And so, like, Ian's first at bat, he used Rizzo's walk-up music when he came up to bat, which was so
So
sweet. And
sweet.
Rizzo was like, I want to watch the game from the bleachers. So he and
This
all
is
his
my favorite
buddies were
part of
sitting in
all
the
of it.
So he and all his buddies were sitting out in the bleachers before the game started. Dansby scored. Cubs are ahead.
Yay! Yay, so we're not tied anymore.
We're not tied. Cubs are at 5-4,
What
six
inning?
nine.
Sixth inning. Okay.
Six. So he was sitting on the bleachers with all his buddies before the game. Ian threw a ball up there, and he caught it, and he looked at it, and Ian had written on the ball, "Here's to never buying a beer in Chicago again." And he had rubber banded a $100 bill on it, which Ian does at the end of every season for the bleacher bums. But so he did this for Rizzo, and of course Rizzo had already, I saw several people who were sitting out there. I don't know if it was the entire bleachers. I don't know how they did it, but several people had like little business cards that said, "This round's on me, Tony." And so they had given
Amazing.
out, like he had bought everybody beers out there. But anyway, so that was all good enough. And then apparently he was mic'd up. And he was just giving Ian hell the whole time, just because he sat in Ian, in the bleachers behind where Ian plays left field, so they were out there. But then Katie, kid got a kid who had just gotten called up, Moises Ballesteros, I think is his name, Mo Baller is his nickname. He had just gotten called up from Iowa from AAA. He hits a ball. Rizzo immediately recognizes what's happening. It's like, oh, he stands up on top of the bleachers, and that ball, which was Mo Ballers' first home run, lands, hits Rizzo's hand, and he can't hold on to it. It bounces out of his hand and goes to sore. But like, are you kidding me? What is happening?
I know that's
What
why
is
you don't drink
happening?
beer and play baseball.
So, well, he was like, this is why I'm retired. But anyway, I mean, just like the whole thing was just amazing. The only negative side to it is they were playing the Tampa Bay Rays. And because Major League Baseball has the stupid it as blackout rules known to man. If you, the good news is I can watch all the Braves games. Braves games are not blacked out for me. But Tampa Bay and Miami, all the Florida games are blacked out for me. So I couldn't watch any of it.
Major League
I was so
Baseball,
mad.
do better. Do better.
I was so mad. This is stupid. Even if you're going to black out, I mean, the theory is you black out because you want people to actually go to the games. Okay. Listen, I'm a lot closer to Atlanta than I am to Tampa.
I was about to say, you're nowhere near
First of
Tampa
all.
or Miami.
Second of all, if that's your theory, then only black out the home games, not the away games. Because I'm damn sure not driving to Chicago.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, and oh yeah, the only other thing I had was had an EGD. That was
Another
fun. So
procedure.
can we talk about how stupid the whole medical procedure business is? They called me and did all my pre-op work over the telephone on Monday and didn't tell me what time my appointment was. And I'm like, what time's my appointment? They said, oh, we don't know. It's on Friday, but we don't know when. So I called my doctor's office and they're like, oh yeah, we don't know either. You won't know until after 3 o'clock on Thursday. How dumb is that?
What
People
the?
have lives. 6'4" Chicago. Ian Happ. Mr. Ian Happ just
Mr.
hit
Ian
an
Happ.
RBI single.
Love it.
Mr. Ian Happ just hit an RBI single. We are now up 6-4. Yeah, so anyway, didn't find out. And then I'm like, what kind of anesthesia am I having? Because the woman was talking to me as if I was having like real anesthesia and not just propofol like they do when you do your colonoscopy. She's like, oh, I don't know. Okay, great. So they call me Thursday afternoon and tell me I need to be there at 7 o'clock Friday morning, which means Susie had to pick me up at 6 o'clock at my house, which means she had to leave her house at like 5:45.
Ooh.
I was like, please don't break up with me.
I know, right?
But anyway, so it was fine. I did just have propofol. If you've never been wheeled back to an operating room while you're awake,
I
it's a
have.
real trip. Because when they did my sinus surgery, they gave me Versed as they were wheeling me out of my like waiting area. But I guess when they do propofol, they don't do that. Because I remember being wheeled into the procedure room for my colonoscopy. But this time, my doctor was not in the operating room. So I got wheeled in, and then we had to wait for him for what felt like an eternity. I'm sure it was approximately 5 minutes, maybe. But yeah, I was awake for longer than I have been before in an OR. And it's just an interesting, it's an interesting thing
It
to be
is.
awake in an OR.
It
Anyway,
was a lot
yeah.
brighter than I thought. Like my idea, I mean, I was real young when I had my first surgery. I was like 19, but my idea was it was a dark room with a bright spotlight where they need to operate. It is not. It is bright all around. And like you don't
Yeah.
have any secrets in there. There is no privacy, modesty, or secrets.
One of Julie's friends used to be an OR nurse, and it was like, oh God. She's like, I don't ever want to be operated on because I know what they do in there. Not that it's anything untoward, but it
No,
just,
but
oh good. Cubbies are rolling now, y'all. Cubbies are
good.
rolling now. 7-4. Seven
So
to four, bases loaded.
we're gonna clinch today, is what we're hoping, right? I
Fingers
said we're
crossed. Don't
hoping.
jinx it,
I
Katie.
didn't jinx it. I
Don't
said we're
jinx it.
hoping. We're hoping.
So yeah, but so my findings, as best I can recall, because here's the other stupid thing. What you really need to do is give somebody who's just coming out of anesthesia their results, even if it is propofol. So, you know, if you've never had propofol, you wake up and you're basically pretty alert immediately, unlike
Mm-hmm.
regular anesthesia where you're in the recovery room for like an hour. When you have propofol, it's like boom. But it's also like you just woke up. And so I remember like waking up and my doctor standing at the foot of my bed. And as I recall, what he told me is my esophagus was fine.
Oh, good. If
I
that's
guess,
really
but
what
why
he
am I choking?
said. Yeah. Well, then there's that.
But they did go ahead and do the biopsy so they can test me for the EoE. So we'll see. But I was like, okay, great. Well, why am I choking? And he's like, yeah, we'll have a follow-up visit and talk about that. It's like, okay.
Okay.
Good
Great.
times. That's all I've been doing. What have you been doing, Katie?
Well, this has been the year of the snake for me. Last week, or the week before, anyway, after the last time we were together, I was at a friend's house. She had kept honeybee for me, and so I was picking honey up, and we were gonna have dinner. And so we were going up to her barn. We were taking a walk down her driveway up to the barn, and we look down, and there's a moccasin by the side of the driveway, up on his haunches and ready to strike. And so I mistakenly decide to run, and I shouldn't run. And so I stepped off the opposite edge of her driveway, trying to stay as far away from this moccasin as possible, and turned my ankle and fell flat on my face. And everybody was
Which
laughing,
is what
trying
you
not,
want to do.
right, with a
That's
moccasin.
what you want to do when the snake's about it.
Yep. So, it's very snaky around here. That happened on a Saturday. Sunday, I looked out my back window, and the black king snake, which I've been told is a good snake, was slithering out of the woods behind the house. And I was like, I'm not sure what I don't know if my heart can take this. So it's a very snake,
Really?
very, very snaky. So, I have not, I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't hear a pop. I didn't feel a pop. So I didn't break anything. I've been able to walk on it the whole time. It's much better, but I didn't go to the doctor because I knew they'd put me in a boot, and I hate a boot. It is awful.
Yeah.
Being in a boot is terrible for the rest of your body. I mean, it just throws you all off because you're so wobbly. So, my ankle is better, but not fantastic. So that's what I've been doing, is just elevating and icing.
Well, that's exciting.
Sure. You went to Auburn. I have been watching some Auburn football. We are ranked, and I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last because we haven't played anyone of any consequence. And so this week we play Oklahoma, which is our first ranked team that we've played, our first team that's not someone we are paying to come play us for practice. So we'll see how it goes.
Right.
I'm not convinced. So I'm just holding my breath and hoping for the best.
Okay.
The other
Okay.
exciting thing that's happened, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, I've got a lot of stuff. I've got like a lot of family china and glasses and just stuff. So I don't really want to collect much more stuff, but what I've decided, and I think I did tell y'all that I found a local artist that painted some really beautiful blue and white pheasants for me. Or not for me, but just I found them and I bought them because I liked them. So I've decided that I really just want to collect artists either wherever I move as an itinerant minister, like find a local artist that I can have a painting of, or I have several friends that are beautiful artists, and I can't afford a lot of their paintings, but those are like
Yeah.
goal kind of level art to collect.
Yeah.
And one of my dear friends that I have known since I was 2 years old and went to school with the whole time, She actually went to Mercer. You may know her. Her name's Les. She was Leslie Murphy, and now she's Leslie Browning. She's a beautiful artist, and she posted something the other day on Facebook that was not her typical painting that she does. It's a beautiful boat on a lake. It's an oil painting. She doesn't normally do oil on canvas, but she was just inspired to do it. And I messaged her and I was like, please tell me that that's not for someone. I love it so much. And it wasn't made for anyone. She had just painted it. And so I got it. And I'm so excited. She framed it for me. And
Good.
I know she came down yesterday to Macon, so I drove up and picked it up, and I cannot wait to get it hung. I've got to figure out the exact right spot for it, but it is absolutely beautiful, and I'm really proud to have one of her paintings hanging in my house. So that's, for I can cross that one off my list of artists that I really want to have with me. So.
Well, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really sweet. It was good to see her. And this painting is just beautiful. So I'm excited to have it. So that's what I've been doing. Mandy,
I like it.
I know, right? I'm so excited. I'll send you a picture. So you've got a great book on here. I've heard of this author, but I don't think I've heard of this book. So tell us about it.
So the most fun we ever had, and it's funny, is what I have figured out about myself as we have talked on here about books that we like, is I like a book that my favorite books are the ones that have many voices, and they all tend to go through different time periods as well. And so this is
Yes.
another one of those.
Okay.
It's a family that has four daughters, and it has the point of view of both parents and all four daughters,
Okay.
from the time the parents met through modern day, and it sort of follows all their individual stories and the collective stories of the family.
I
They
love
all
that.
live in, well, they don't all live, but most of them are in Chicago. And it just kind of tells their different the story of their family.
Okay.
So I loved it. Checked it out on Libby, and it took me like 3 months to get it. It's one of those. So apparently it's quite the popular read right
Yes.
now, but I highly, and it was long, but it was
Okay.
good. It was good. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Well,
And I have to tell you, Katie, after the past, I don't know, week and a half that we
yeah.
have had on the social medias, I am really, really, really making a concerted effort, error on the Cubs, making a concerted effort to try to just stay off of social media. After the last election, I really sort of curated and limited my followings. But what the last week and a half has shown to me is that I did not do that enough. That
You know, it's probably about time for me to do that.
there are people in, first of all, for a couple reasons. First of all, there are people in my life whom I love, and I am not meant to know some things about them.
Right.
So I just don't need to know that about them. And
Yes.
second of all, and I'm beginning to see this more in like the general discourse, and we all know this. We all watched that movie that was on Netflix like 4 or 5 years ago, that was made by the people who work for Mark Zuckerberg. Like, we know this. We know that the algorithm is set up to piss us off.
Yeah.
We have to quit feeding the beast.
Yeah.
We have to quit participating in it
Yeah.
because
Yes.
I'm having people make comments on, the very few things I posted on Facebook saying that they are seeing horrible things that I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing things that they're not seeing. And so we're living in different realities, and it's just not a tenable situation. And the only thing that we can do is quit feeding the beast.
Yep.
So that's sort of my, I'm really, I'm this close to just completely deleting my Facebook account altogether.
If I didn't have to use it for work, I would have done it a very long time ago.
I've quit getting on it, and I've sure quit posting a lot on it. But I'm this close to just fully deleting it. Instagram is where I spend most of my time, and
Yeah.
that's like, I'm like, what would I do if I wasn't scrolling on Instagram? I'm like, well, you could read another book.
Yes.
You could finish Elizabeth's 50th birthday cross stitch project now that she's about to be 52.
There we go.
What did you used to do before you had a
Yeah.
computer in your pocket?
Yeah.
So anyway, all that to say, I was not sad that it was a long book,
Yeah.
but I've gotten really into the habit of listening to books and doing something else while I'm listening to them. And so I really need to try to get back to the physical book, I think.
Yeah. Yes, and I need to read more too. I need to put the phone down or put work down and read more because I'm stuck on the same book I've been. I love the book, but I'm stuck on it forever because I'd never pick it up anymore. So
Yeah.
I need to get back in that habit. I really do. So
And
I'm
once you
right
get
there
in
with
the
you.
habit, it's sort of feeds itself. Like
Yep.
if you can get going, then you
Yep.
get,
And
I can
that's a
stay on the
beast I will feed.
right. I just think it, I'm feeling convicted
Yeah.
to quit participating in
Yeah.
the madness because I can see it so easily on the other side. Like I can see what it's doing to them.
Yep.
It's doing the same thing to me.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yep.
So it makes me think about how, like, remember in our early 20s, how prevalent like People magazine was.
Yeah.
I can remember we subscribed to it in Saxby's office, and that was like our favorite thing on Friday afternoons when the People magazine would get there. We'd all fight over who got to look through it first. And that has really fallen off.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of it because of social media, and
Yeah.
now all the celebrities are just posting their own stuff. But I think part of it too had to do with the fact that, remember, a lot of those celebrities fought about like getting their children,
Yes.
getting the paparazzi to agree not to publish pictures of their
Yes.
children. And it kind of coincided with that as well. And I think we as a populace, quit being interested in that because we then had a direct
Yeah.
contact via social media, and because they were posting less because they agreed not to publish their children.
Yeah.
And that kind of died.
Yeah.
It kind of died. And I think we need to do the same thing with social media.
So, I don't know if we've talked about it on here. It's been a while since I've thought about this, but it reminded me that someone pointed out to me that, used to when we were little, the news would come on first thing in the morning, you'd watch it while you ate breakfast, and then it would come on at 5 o'clock and you'd watch it, and then you'd turn it off. And you wouldn't hear anything else about any of the mess the rest of the day. But now we can't escape it. And so it feeds us constantly. And so we're always worried about the state of the world, and we're always being told that the world's falling apart. And maybe it is, but before we had other interests and we talked about other things and we fed our brains with other things in this world. And so I think that's very, very true that trying to break that cycle is probably a very good thing.
So I'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all can't see my face.
I know. I know. We're trying.
I'm a little
I'm trying.
worried about my ability to do it, but yeah, I'm gonna try.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I have
But
had a lot
anyway,
of
okay, talk to us about your favorites.
I've had some crockpot shows on, and I hope that some of you will love some of these things. Only Murders is back. It is a great season. Beanie Feldstein is in it. Oh, what's the girl that was in Chicago? She's kind of crazy. She has had a lot of plastic surgery. Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger's in it. She's so good. Like, it's only a couple shows in, but it's really, really good. So, Only Murders is back. That's fun. Truth South is back. I have not watched the second episode yet of the season, but the first episode is about Clinton, Georgia, and John T's personal story. And have you watched it yet, Mandy? It is one of the best episodes of television. I mean, maybe I'm biased because I'm from that area, and so I recognize the streets where they filmed it. And I texted a friend of mine, her face popped up on my TV. I was like, oh my gosh, Tavia, you're on my screen. Why are you on my TV?
That's
So
so
there
funny.
they, I was like, hey there, Tavia. So anyway, it was
And
very personal.
you're established as John T's biggest fan.
Oh, 100% his biggest fan. I'm trying not to be a stalker and go to his book signing and making because then I really think he
You
will
should go.
put a, he'll put a,
It's at Bear Books, isn't it?
no, it's at the Hay House, but it's sponsored by Bear Books.
Oh,
It really
I
and
love that.
truly would, he would start calling people and making sure that I was a
No, I
stalker.
think you should go. I think you're being cool. I'm telling you, he is so honored if anybody knows who he is, much less loves him like you do. You should go.
But they
Don't be
film
silly.
it New
Don't be
Way,
silly.
which is a Macon favorite. They film at Fresh Air Barbecue, which is a regional favorite. They go to his house where he grew up, and they talk about his mama very honestly, and his dad, and it was just a beautiful tribute to that, to the world that he grew up in, as crazy as it was. And I knew some of the stuff that happened in that house, but it was not, it was an unusually wild existence in his house while he was growing up. And I cannot wait for his book to come out. I'm definitely going to be reading it. Watch that episode of TV. It's really good. So I'm sure the next one is good too. It's New Orleans, I believe, is the next episode. The other thing I've been watching, and I just watched today the second episode of the season. If you liked Mayor of Easttown, which I think we all agreed on here that we did very much, this is the same people making this, but it's called Task, and it's about an FBI task force. And it's got the sweet little Mark Ruffalo on it, and he's so good in this dramatic role. He is not his hulky self. He is, it is a very different role that I've ever seen him in, but he's so good. His personal life is pretty crazy. You get hints of it in the first episode, but the second episode, you really get to know his character very well and his family. It's very powerful, but real dark. It's about, and this is all in the trailer, but it's about a group of people that rob trap houses. And so nobody really cares at first because it's drug dealers. They're robbing drug dealers. And so, but then it gets on the radar of the FBI. And so, and it's Martha Plimpton is in it as an FBI agent. So it's a great cast. Great writing, great characters. So, highly recommend that one. And then, have you watched the Charlie Sheen documentary yet?
No, but Susie was telling me it's great.
It is wild. Absolutely wild.
That's what she said something about he shot Kelly Preston.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, no, I don't remember that. And then
I
she
didn't
didn't
remember.
realize that Kelly Preston was dead. We had a big,
Yep.
long, circular conversation about
Heidi Fleiss
that. Oh, yeah.
is in it and real twitchy. So she's definitely either coming off as, I don't know. So she's in it. Sean Penn is in it. And I'd forgotten that they were all friends growing up. And I'd forgotten that Sean Penn had a brother. They
Girl, he
interviewed,
was in
I
Footloose.
know, right? Like I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, I know that guy. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez chose not to be in it because they didn't want it to be about them. They want it to be truly about Charlie. And he says it, and it's very true. It is a love letter to his father. And it's very sweet the way they integrate all that. John Cryer is in it. Denise Richards is all up in it. His childhood best friend, who has never had alcohol or drugs, but just been there to make sure that Charlie didn't kill himself, is in it. His old drug dealer is in it. It is wild. I cannot recommend it enough. It is wild. It explains Nicolas Cage and
Okay.
why he's in his current state. I mean, it's just nuts. And, you know, as
Okay.
crazy as Charlie Sheen got, I mean, seeing him interviewed in this gives you hope for him that maybe he's 7 years sober. So hopefully, maybe this will last for the rest of his life. His daughter was very brave, and his son, one of his sons, are very, very brave and are interviewed in it as well. And it's really sweet to see them talk about how he is now. So I just,
Okay.
it's wild. It's so wild.
Bet. I bet.
Wow.
Well,
So
I'll
that's
add
what
it to
I've
my
been wa
to-do list. Yeah, I'm not.
yes.
I'm on an HBO sabbatical right now,
Okay.
so I can't watch the one yet. But I'll watch Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it's just two episodes, but it's really, really good. So that's what I've been watching. I've also, but since I saw you last, gotten my gray covered. And so my girl that I go to is so sweet, and she used the stuff on my hair, and I was like, ooh, I really like that. And it's Aveda Curl, part of the Aveda Curl product line. So I've tagged the two things that I have been using that I really like, the curl enhancer cream and the curl performing or perfecting, I'm sorry, primer. And one of them's a spray and one of them's a cream. And let me tell you, what I appreciate most about the spray is that it has a lock on it so you can travel with it. Because if you
Okay.
have a spray bottle, you can't take it with you because it sprays
Yeah.
everywhere in your suitcase. So this has a lock on it. And so I appreciate that very much. So I'm using those two things. And then TikTok convinced me to try this line of cleaning products called Heifer Please. And I really like, it's all natural. It's, you know, it's good. Like the product is good, but it smells so good. And so I ordered the Bougie Heifer, which is their signature scent. They have rotating like seasonal scents, but Bougie Heifer is their original one that they started with. It smells really good. And then I got Mahogany Drift from my car. And that smells good too. So Heifer Please. And you can get it at all different kinds of places, but I linked, as we tend to do, I linked directly to their website so you can buy off of their website and not give.
Doesn't have beef tallow in it.
No, I don't think so. No. No.
You can get behind this beef tallow.
Yeah. No.
I think that's more of like a skincare
It is
thing.
skincare and not cleaning, I
But
think,
I'm
but yeah.
sorry. I'm not putting
Be fat.
beef fat on my
No.
face, y'all.
Nope. So anyway, those are my
Unless,
new favorite
you know,
things right
it gets
now.
there with any ribeye. Good. Yeah, I used to
I
use
like
some
ribeye.
Aveda. I used to use some Aveda products, and I liked them. Yeah,
They
I'm
smell good
sensitive to
too.
the scents, but their scents never bothered me. So
Yeah, you may not be able to
very
use the Bougie
exciting.
Heifer then because it's pretty. Yeah. But for those that
I'm not sure.
can, I really
Yeah,
like
I'm not
it.
sure if I can fit behind the name
Well,
Bougie Heifer.
Yeah, they're out of Alabama too, so they're a Southern female-owned company. So I like that as well.
That's good. You think they're getting vaccines?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Shit. I mean, is your state getting vaccines either? I mean, no, they're
Matter of
not.
fact, I tried to schedule an appointment because I have more than one comorbidity that would allow me to qualify under our current regime's requirements. And I can't get, I went on Walgreens, I went on Publix, I went on CVS. It's just like, no.
No,
It
thank
doesn't even
you.
give you the questionnaire where you can lie. I got to sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you.
Excuse me, hold on one more.
There we
Excuse
go.
me.
Get after it.
Because I don't know if y'all follow Jamie Goldman or Golden. What's her name? Golden. Like I
Golden.
told y'all to.
Yes.
She's hysterical.
Yeah.
She was on yesterday talking about how she had gotten hers and how just basically telling people, like, just lie. Just lie. Just
Yeah.
it says you're a former smoker. You smoked a cigar at so and so's wedding in 19 blah blah blah. Yeah,
You are
right?
technically
That's
a
a former
former
smoker,
smoker. Yeah.
right? It was cracking me up. But anyway, we don't even get that option in Florida. Like, it's
Wow.
just like, no.
So,
So,
speaking of
anyway,
regimes, it
sorry.
made me, no, you're good. It made me think of, my friend Jennifer, who wears all the Resist t-shirts and who I just adore. I adore her. She and her mama and one of our other friends down here love monarch butterflies, and they cultivate them and like find the caterpillars and make sure they're safe. And if the chrysalises fall, they tape them back up and all the things. Anyway, so she got them t-shirts that have a picture of a monarch butterfly on it, which you know is orange. And it says the only orange monarch that I want.
Like that. Like that. Good.
So funny.
Good, good.
So I can
Oh.
get behind that regime.
Yeah,
That's
for
about
sure.
it. Yep. All
Well, so
right,
what's in
friends.
store for this week?
Next coming up, well, the rest of this week is a normal week. We have camp meeting though, which is will be my first camp meeting. I've been a camper at camps in the summer my whole life, but I've never been to a true Methodist camp meeting. So I'm very excited for that. And the bishop is coming to speak, and Sanford Bishop is also coming because he helped secure some funds for the tabernacle rebuild. So that'll be fun. I'm going to ask him if he remembers me. I know he won't. From when I worked with
Don't lead
Saxby
with
and
that.
met him, he'll lie.
Don't lead with that.
No, I'm
Don't lead
not.
with
Don't
that.
worry. But
A
that'll be really
horrible question.
fun. And then, I don't have to preach, which, look, I love preaching. I really, really do. But every once in a while, it's nice to have a Sunday off. So, I will not be preaching, which will be really nice for a break. And then next week, I will be coming to you from the mountains, and I'm very excited. I have worked 3 weeks straight with no days off, and so I'm very excited to have a couple days where I have some quiet and a river to sit by. And so next week I will be coming to you from Lay Mountains. So
Well, good,
that'll be
good.
fun. I hope Jennifer goes with me, but if not, it'll just be me and honey. So.
Good.
Either way.
Well, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Yes. Yes. How about you? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Throat things?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, friends, y'all have fun wherever you are, and enjoy
Indeed.
this fall weather. Is it cooler down there? At least a little?
No,
No, I'm
I mean,
sorry.
it's not wet sock weather, but it's still like
Yeah.
high, feels like 90.
Yeah, I was looking at the weather today because we haven't had rain in a while here. I mean, things are starting to get crunchy. And I did notice that on the daily forecast, we're back in the 90s for several days. So I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were
Yeah.
done with at least some of this,
That's
but.
the thing. Remember I said when those people were looking at the temperature thing, and said Florida didn't have a bunch of over 100 days. Maybe not, but guess what? It's still 90 degrees
Yep.
in the middle of September.
Yep.
Anywho, y'all have
Anything?
fun. Stay
Yep.
cool.
Yes. Go find your people.